Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace IELTS Speaking, describing a creative virtual problem-solving experience. Are you preparing for the IELTS speaking test and looking to boost your score? One potential topic you might encounter is describing a time when you found a creative solution to a virtual problem. This article will provide you with valuable insights, sample answers, and tips to help you excel in this speaking task. Understanding the topic. In today's digital age, virtual problems and their creative solutions are becoming increasingly relevant. IELTS examiners recognize this trend and may include such topics in the speaking test to assess candidates' ability to discuss modern challenges and innovations. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about technology and problem solving. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Sample question 1. How often do you use technology to solve problems in your daily life? Band 6 to 7. Answer. I use technology quite often to solve problems in my daily life. For example, I use navigation apps on my phone to find the best routes when I'm traveling to new places. It's really helpful and saves me a lot of time. Band 8-9. Answer. I'd say I rely heavily on technology for problem solving in my day-to-day activities. From utilizing sophisticated project management software at work to leveraging AI-powered apps for personal tasks, technology has become an integral part of my problem-solving toolkit. It not only enhances my efficiency, but also allows me to tackle complex issues with greater ease and precision. Sample question 2. Do you think people are becoming too dependent on technology for problem-solving? Band 6-7. Answer. I think it's a bit of both. Technology definitely makes our lives easier, but sometimes people might rely on it too much. It's important to use our own brains too, and not always turn to technology for every little problem. Band 8-9. Answer. That's an intriguing question. While technology undoubtedly offers unprecedented convenience in problem solving, I believe there's a fine line between utilization and over-reliance. It's crucial to strike a balance between leveraging technological tools and maintaining our innate problem-solving skills. Excessive dependence could potentially atrophy our critical thinking abilities, which are essential for tackling unforeseen challenges that technology might not be equipped to handle. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Here's a sample cue card related to the topic. Describe a time when you found a creative solution to a virtual problem. You should say, what the problem was, how you came up with the solution, what the result was, and explain why you think your solution was creative. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to share an experience where I devised an innovative solution to a virtual problem I encountered during the pandemic. As a project manager, I was tasked with organizing a large-scale virtual conference for our international clients, but we faced significant challenges with participant engagement and interaction. The crux of the problem was that traditional video conferencing platforms lacked the dynamic and interactive elements necessary for a truly immersive experience. We needed a way to replicate the networking opportunities and spontaneous discussions that typically occur at physical conferences. After brainstorming extensively, I came up with the idea of creating a virtual conference world using a combination of video conferencing software and a 3D virtual environment platform. We designed a custom virtual venue with different rooms for presentations, breakout sessions, and even a networking lounge. The result was remarkably successful. Attendees could create avatars and move freely between different areas, joining conversations and presentations as they wished. We also incorporated gamification elements, such as scavenger hunts and quizzes, to boost engagement. I believe this solution was particularly creative because it transcended the limitations of traditional virtual meetings. By blending technology with human-centered design, we managed to create an experience that was not just a poor imitation of a physical conference, but a unique and engaging event in its own right. The positive feedback we received and the subsequent adoption of this model for future events underscored its success and creativity. Follow-up questions. How did you handle any technical difficulties during the virtual conference? Band 8-9 answer. We anticipated potential technical hurdles and implemented a multi-layered approach to address them. Firstly, we conducted extensive testing of our virtual platform to identify and rectify any bugs. We also assembled a dedicated IT support team available throughout the event to swiftly resolve any issues. Additionally, we created detailed troubleshooting guides for participants and held pre-conference orientation sessions to familiarize them with the platform. This proactive strategy significantly minimized disruptions and ensured a smooth experience for all attendees. What lessons did you learn from this experience that could be applied to future virtual events? Band 8-9. Answer. This experience was incredibly enlightening and provided several valuable lessons. Firstly, it reinforced the importance of innovation in overcoming virtual limitations. We learned that thinking outside the box and combining different technologies can lead to superior solutions. Secondly, it highlighted the critical role of user experience in virtual events. We realized that engagement and interactivity are key to success, and future events should prioritize these aspects. Lastly, we recognize the value of thorough preparation and support, which are crucial for managing the complexities of virtual environments. These insights have significantly informed our approach to subsequent virtual events, leading to continual improvements in our digital engagement strategies. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Question 1. How do you think virtual problem-solving skills differ from traditional problem-solving skills? Band 6-7 answer. I think virtual problem-solving requires more technical knowledge and familiarity with different software and online tools. Traditional problem-solving might rely more on face-to-face communication and physical solutions. Both are important, but virtual skills are becoming more necessary in today's world. Band 8-9 answer. Virtual problem-solving skills, while sharing some fundamental similarities with traditional methods, possess distinct characteristics that set them apart. Firstly, they necessitate a high degree of digital literacy and the ability to navigate complex technological ecosystems. This includes proficiency in various software platforms, online collaboration tools, and digital communication channels. Moreover, virtual problem solving often requires a heightened level of creativity to overcome the limitations of physical separation. It demands the ability to think abstractly and visualize solutions without tangible reference points. Additionally, it calls for enhanced written communication skills to articulate ideas clearly in digital formats. Another crucial aspect is the need for greater self-reliance and initiative, as virtual environments may lack the immediate support and feedback found in traditional settings. This necessitates strong self-management skills and the ability to proactively seek information and resources. However, it's important to note that these skills aren't mutually exclusive. The most effective problem solvers in today's world are those who can seamlessly blend traditional and virtual approaches, leveraging the strengths of both to tackle increasingly complex challenges. Question 2. In what ways do you think education systems need to adapt to prepare students for virtual problem solving in the future? Band 6-7. Answer. I believe schools need to incorporate more technology into their teaching methods. They should teach students how to use different software and online tools and maybe include more online projects and assignments. It's also important to teach digital literacy and online safety. Band 8-9 answer. The rapid digitalization of our world necessitates a paradigm shift in educational approaches to adequately prepare students for future challenges. Firstly, education systems need to place a greater emphasis on digital literacy, moving beyond basic computer skills to include advanced concepts like data analysis, coding, and understanding AI and machine learning. Curricula should be redesigned to incorporate virtual problem-solving scenarios, simulating real-world challenges students might face in their future careers. This could involve interdisciplinary projects that require students to collaborate virtually, manage digital resources, and present solutions using various digital platforms. Furthermore, there's a need to foster adaptability and continuous learning skills. As technology evolves at an unprecedented pace, students must be equipped with the ability to quickly assimilate new tools and methodologies. This could be achieved through project-based learning and regular exposure to emerging technologies. Education systems should also focus on developing critical thinking skills in digital contexts. This includes teaching students how to evaluate online information, identify reliable sources, and navigate the complexities of digital ethics. Lastly, there should be a greater integration of soft skills crucial for virtual environments, such as effective digital communication, time management in remote settings, and maintaining productivity without direct supervision. By holistically addressing these areas, education systems can better prepare students to thrive in an increasingly virtual world. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. Innovative solution, adjective noun. A new and creative way to solve a problem. Example, her innovative solution to the communication issue impressed the entire team. To devise, devise, verb, to invent or plan something. Example, we need to devise a strategy to improve our online presence. To tackle challenges, to make an effort to deal with a difficult task or situation. Example, the new software helps us tackle challenges more efficiently. To leverage technology, verb phrase, to use technology to maximum advantage. Example, by leveraging technology, we were able to streamline our processes. Paradigm shift, noun, a fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example, the move to remote work represented a paradigm shift in how businesses operate. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing creative solutions to virtual problems, expand your vocabulary. Incorporate advanced and topic-specific terms naturally in your responses. Provide detailed examples. Use personal experiences or hypothetical scenarios to illustrate your points. Show critical thinking. Analyze the implications and potential outcomes of virtual solutions. Practice fluency. Work on speaking smoothly and confidently, minimizing hesitations and fillers. Demonstrate awareness. Show understanding of current technological trends and their impact on problem solving. Remember, the key to success is not just in what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are crucial for achieving a high band score. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our articles on describing a remote work experience and adapting to new circumstances due to technology.